Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 6:45. Organizers from NM Cafe, along with Dreamers, clergy, and others, gathered in front of the federal courthouse in downtown Las Cruces yesterday morning to protest the treatment of undocumented immigrants and Dreamers. Michael Hernandez reports.
No justice!
No peace!
If we don't get it,
Shut it down!
NM Cafe, a faith-based community group, is taking part in protests across the country to oppose the treatment of undocumented immigrants. Organizer Johanna Bencomo says Cafe chose to rally outside the U.S. District Court for a reason.
In Las Cruces, we decided that the federal courthouse where they process immigrants and criminalize the American dream was a point of crisis for our community, and we wanted to shed light to what happens here because many in our community don't know.
Protesters arrived to oppose Operation Streamline, a federal program created in 2005 that fast-tracks prosecutions for undocumented immigrants. After they're arrested, immigrants are bused to federal courthouses and criminally charged in groups for crossing the border. Those who enter the country illegally are charged with a misdemeanor, and re-entry gets them a felony. Bencomo says she worries the number of immigrants prosecuted will increase under President Trump.
We fear that the Trump administration only wants to increase this process and wants to start putting people through this system that have lived in our community for a long time.
The Department of Justice reported nearly 60,000 immigration prosecutions in fiscal year 2017. That's down nearly 15% from the year before, according to data from Syracuse University. Protesters like Liz Anakini say undocumented immigrants prosecuted under Operation Streamline are unfairly treated.
Several people can be forced to go through before a judge at a time, and it's just not a legal standard that any American would be proud of or would accept for themselves. All that they've done is come to this country to try and pursue a better life, and we treat them like criminals, we shackle them, and just, it's really dehumanizing to treat people this way.
While they didn't block the streets, protesters did sit down to block the entrance for vehicles entering the courthouse. But buses transporting immigrants arrived before the protesters did. Anakini says immigration is an issue close to her heart.
My father was an immigrant and came to this country and was welcomed. I mean, I don't know if he was necessarily welcomed. No immigrant group has really been welcomed, but, was able to be given opportunity and to work hard and to provide for our family. And I really feel like we've lived the American dream, and it really breaks my heart that that we're treating immigrants this way one generation later. It seems like we never learned this lesson.
Demonstrators advocated for Dreamers in response to Congress failing to meet President Trump's deadline of March 5th to solve DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. CAFE leader and DACA recipient Carlos Corral says he wants people to know that Dreamers are like anybody else.
I'm a student, firefighter, server, you know. I do community things that anybody else would, and we're just like anybody else. We know we were raised together, and we pledged to the same flag.
State officials also attended the protest to speak out. Representative Bill McCamley says Dreamers are as American as he is and deserve a path to citizenship.
Why are we denying folks the chance at coming here, working hard, and making a better life for themselves and their kids? We shouldn't be. This is what America is about, and it is so damn important for all of us to get up and really say, what is patriotism? What is the American dream? And how can we all live it? Rounding up immigrants and deporting them, even though they're contributing to our society and doing all the right things that they're supposed to be, is not that.
NM Cafe says it plans to organize more events and hopes to meet with state congressional leaders. For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez.
We see you.
We love you.
Luis Alberto Urrea, author of Into the Beautiful North, will be in Las Cruces next Tuesday evening at the ASNMSU Center for the Arts as part of his tour for the National Endowment for the Arts Big Read Project. Urrea spoke with Emily Guerra from his home in Chicago.
As a child, would it have been beyond your wildest dreams to have achieved what you have today?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Yeah, I would have cried. If you'd gone back in time and told young Luis this, I would have cried. First, I would have said, you're a liar. And then I would have cried because it's everything I hoped for. And honestly, I think you'll understand this. I didn't think we got to do this kind of stuff. You know, coming out of Tijuana, I'm from a little dirt street in Tijuana. It used to be dirt. Now it's all paved and nice. So I guess everybody's dreams come true sooner or later if they keep working. But I didn't think people from Rampa Independencia got to publish books. But look what happened.
You can listen to the entire interview with Luis Alberto Urrea on Fronteras this Saturday at 5 p.m. on KRWG-FM, on Facebook, and also at KRWG.org. All you have to do is just click on the Puentes link in the news section.